Hash the Architecture of Obscurity, Analyzing the Network of Jeffrey Epstein for Intelligence Implications. The network associated with Jeffrey Epstein presents a unique and deeply complex case study for intelligence analysts, illuminating not only patterns of elite social interaction, but also providing critical insights into the mechanics of illicit financial flows, transnational criminal operations, and the vulnerabilities within ostensibly privileged circles. Analyzing this structure requires moving beyond anecdotal evidence to dissect the organizational architecture, communication protocols, and operational methodologies employed by the network. Hash organizational structure, decentralization, and interconnectedness. The Epstein network was not a monolithic organization, but rather a diffuse collection of nodes interconnected by specific social, financial, and psychological dependencies. Its structure can be characterized as a loosely coupled, highly permeable system designed to maximize secrecy through compartmentalization and dependence rather than direct hierarchical control. Nodes and tiers, asterisk the network comprised various tiers: high-profile facilitators, those with access or influence, intermediaries, those managing logistics and introductions, and beneficiaries, those receiving financial or physical services. This structure operated via a web of acquaintanceships, often leveraging trust capital acquired through shared environments, e.g., exclusive social circles, private venues. Role differentiation, asterisk the functional roles within the network appeared fluid and situational. Individuals served as conduits based on their specific access points, be it social proximity for introductions, financial management for transactions, or logistical support for movement. This fluidity complicates traditional threat modeling based on rigid command structures, suggesting an adaptive operational method designed to evade centralized surveillance. Hash-hash communication patterns, encryption through subtlety. Communication within the network was characterized by an intense focus on plausible deniability. The patterns observed suggest a layered communication strategy, deliberately obfuscating the true nature of interactions and transactions. Channels of interaction, asterisk communication, likely utilized a mixture of overt social engagement, public appearances, shared events for establishing initial rapport, and highly coded or indirect channels for sensitive planning and transactional details. The sheer volume of interpersonal contact acted as an unintentional layer of encryption. Information was distributed through multiple, overlapping relationships, making the tracing of any single line of communication exceedingly difficult. Signaling theory, asterisk the patterns observed align with signaling theory, where seemingly innocuous exchanges, conversations about travel, financial arrangements, or personal interests, served as signals conveying intent and capability to those in the know. This pattern suggests that overt communication was minimized in favor of context-dependent, implicit understanding among participants. Hash operational methodologies, financial flows, and transnational conduits. The operational methodologies employed by the network reveal a sophisticated approach to laundering illicit capital and facilitating transnational movement, directly impacting intelligence objectives related to financial crime. Illicit financial flows, asterisk the movement of wealth through this network likely relied on complex layering techniques designed to distance illicit funds from their origin. This often involves utilizing shell structures, high-value asset transfers across jurisdictions with differing regulatory oversight, and the use of opaque payment mechanisms, e.g., private arrangements, cash transactions. Intelligence tracking must focus not just on the endpoints of transactions, but on the movement between asterisk nodes, identifying the flow of value as a key indicator of criminal activity. Transnational conduits, asterisk the network's geographical scope, implies an active role in facilitating cross-border activities. The use of international travel and disparate jurisdictions suggests that the structure served as a conduit for moving assets, personnel, or information across legal boundaries. Identifying potential conduits requires mapping transit routes, analyzing visa patterns, and correlating financial movements with known criminal enterprises operating in those regions. Hash intelligence implications. For intelligence agencies, the analysis of this network yields several critical implications. 1. Identifying vulnerabilities. Asterisk the reliance on personal trust as the primary security mechanism highlights a systemic vulnerability. Intelligence gathering must focus on identifying the points where social relationships intersect with illicit finance to locate the weakest links in the chain of obfuscation. 2. Financial tracing algorithms. Asterisk, the network underscores the need for advanced financial tracing algorithms capable of recognizing non-standard transaction patterns indicative of layering schemes, even when masked by private entities or complex ownership structures. 3. Cross-jurisdictional cooperation. Asterisk, the transnational nature of the activities necessitates robust, real-time information sharing protocols between international financial intelligence units, FIUs, and law enforcement agencies to effectively track illicit flows that cross legal boundaries. Hash conclusion. The Epstein network serves as a stark demonstration of how sophisticated criminal enterprises can utilize seemingly benign social structures to create resilient systems for illicit activity. By analyzing the organizational structure, communication patterns, and operational methodologies through an intelligence lens, analysts can extract actionable insights into the mechanics of financial crime and transnational trafficking. The architecture of obscurity, while designed for evasion, ultimately reveals patterns that remain visible to rigorous analytical scrutiny.